Welcome to the Love Her Wild podcast. I'm your host, Brooke Carver, and I'm here to talk to you about all things spiritual, manifestation, happily ever after, and creating a life that you love, because I promise you can. You choose today who you serve. Fear or faith? You see, fear is just misdirected energy, and you can transform it into faith. The two cannot exist at the same time. I'm reading a book called The Complete Works of Florence Shin right now. Wonderful. 10 out of 10 recommend. I'll leave a link in the show notes below. But one of the quotes from the book I was just reading says, "How long must one remain in the dark until one can see in the dark? And casting burdens enables one to see in the dark." That hit me so hard. It's so similar to when people come to me and say, "Brooke, how long is it going to take me to heal? How long is it going to take?" And really, it's just a matter of how long it's going to take you to see in the dark. How long is it going to take you to cast those burdens off of yourself, transmute the fear into faith, to trust fall with the universe? It could take you a day. It could take you 30 seconds. It could take you 2 years. I can't give you that answer. But what I can do is show up here every week and support you and remind you that fear can be transformed into faith, that you can choose every single morning who you serve. You can ask yourself in every moment, if you feel an intuitive hit, if you're trying to make a decision, you can ask yourself, am I doing this in fear or in faith? Let that question guide you this week. Am I going on this date in fear or in faith? I'm not really that excited about it. I don't really think this guy's the one, but I'm fearful of ever finding the right person, so I'm just going to go. Versus, I've done the work. I'm so excited, and I have faith that this could be the one. It might not be, and that's okay, because if it's not, you're just one step closer to the thing. But I have faith that I'm on the right path, and I'm being directed to where I'm meant to be no matter what. I'm being directed to whatever is for my highest and best good. I'm being directed to what is for the divine right of all. That's another thing that this book I'm reading is talking about, is asking for what is for the divine right of all versus asking for what you want specifically. And that really goes back to something that I talk about all the time, in the idea of, should I be asking for a specific person, or should I be asking for just my soulmate in general, right? And I always say, no, you're not asking for Bobby. You're asking for a person with all of these qualities, plus more than I ever thought of. Someone who is mine by divine right, who is for my highest and best good. And if it happens to be Bobby, or whoever it is you have a crush on, it will be. But if it's not, it's because there's something that's a better fit for you out there. That, I think, as humans, is what we struggle with so greatly, because we want to have control over every situation. And fear has a lot to do with that as well. We fear the outcome. We fear things going exactly the way we want. We fear what could and could not happen, etc., etc. And therefore, we let fear be our ruler. We let fear drive the car instead of faith. So, the question is, where in your life, this week, this month, this year, your whole life, have you been leading with fear? Letting fear win. My dad always says, fear is the mind killer. Pretty sure that's from Dune, the original. And it truly is. Fear stops our progress in its tracks. Now, Am I saying right now that you're going to be able to completely erase all fear? Absolutely not. We are human, all right? We're all human. We're all doing our best. However, if you can recognize it as it happens, if you can start feeling, if you can start feeling fear come up, creep up in you and go, wait, how can I transform this into faith? How can I shift this fear into a faith-based statement? Right? So I'll use myself as an example. My husband and I, previous to our miscarriage, I was trying to get pregnant from fear, in a fear basis. What if it doesn't happen? What if I'm too old? What if there's something wrong with the baby? What if it doesn't stick? Et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And it didn't stick. And I had a really traumatic miscarriage experience. And after that experience, I really got in tune with myself. And I realized that I can only control the controllable. And in this instance, the controllable is keeping myself healthy and having sex right before I ovulate. That's it. That little spirit is going to come when they're good and ready. I have no control over the when. And the fear of when it's going to happen, or if it's going to happen, or in what order or whatever, is only preventing it. It's only pushing it further away. And so I let that go. And I said, you know what, little baby? We want you so bad. We want you so bad. You come when you're ready. And I'll just keep doing what I'm doing. Very similar to the take that I took with manifesting Jonathan. I'm going to control the controllable. I'm going to move. I'm going to do the things I can do and should do to move towards this thing. And I'm going to trust and have faith that my person is being placed on my path where they're meant to be placed. If we talk back to a few weeks back about the triple alignment method, you're healing through fear, you're moving where you can move, and the faith piece is the manifesting. Manifesting is faith. Truly, at its simplest form. If you're manifesting something, you have to have faith that it's going to be given to you. Fear blocks that faith, blocks that manifestation. It is a roadblock to it coming to you. It all circles down to the same principles over and over and over again. But I think oftentimes people don't look at fear and faith as opposites, or they don't look at fear as something that can be transformed into something else. They just look at it as something they have to deal with, like a symptom. I'm afraid of this. And it either cripples them or prevents them from doing anything, or it makes them move in ways that they wouldn't have moved otherwise. The way that I move in my business, having faith that I'm here for a reason and I'm doing this work for a reason, is completely different than the way I would move in this business if I was afraid if it was going to work. The way that I lived my life and moved towards finding a soulmate was completely different when I was like, oh, it's happening. I'm not giving myself another option. There is no plan B. Plan A is I become the best version of me I can be. I radiate and magnetize what's meant for me towards me by being the most authentic version of myself. And I know it will be there when it's meant to be. So how do you release the fear? How do you transform it? How do you transmute it into abundance and joy and faith? Another thing that I've gleaned from this book, you can tell I spent my whole day reading it, is this simple affirmation. I cast this burden onto the universe and I go free. I cast this burden onto God and I go free. I cast this burden onto Christ within and I go free. I cast this burden onto the universe and I go free. Try implementing that this week into your life when something pops up, when something's bugging you, when Rhonda at work said something kind of mean and you find yourself thinking about it all day, feeling kind of sick about it. I cast this burden onto the universe and I go free. Think about how you can turn your fear or turn your fearful thoughts into a faith-based statement and write it down in your journal. Instead of, what if I never get pregnant? It becomes, I have faith that my baby will come to me in perfect timing. I have faith that my baby will come when it is for my highest and best good, by divine right. I have faith that my perfect and most aligned partnership will come to me by divine right. I deserve to be abundantly happy. I deserve to love myself first. And once I learn to love myself, all of the love in the world will be attracted to me. If you think of a good one, DM me. Send it to me. I want to hear about it. I want to know what the fear was and the statement you have chosen to replace it. Whether you say it to yourself every day in the mirror, you write it on a post-it note, stick it on your computer at work, I want to hear about it. And if you have a second, I haven't asked you guys to do this in a long time, but if you have a second, if you could just click the little 5 stars rating on the podcast, and if you have 5 seconds and you want to write a couple sentences as a review, those reviews help me so much. And I never ask about them, I never ask for them because I don't want to be naggy, but they help a lot. So if this podcast helps you or moves you in any way, I would love, love, love to hear about it. I hope you guys have a great week.
Thanks for tuning in to today's episode of the Love Her Wild podcast. If today resonated with you in any way, shoot me a comment and tell me how you feel. I'd love to help if I can. And if you think that this would resonate with any of your friends, share away, because I'm trying to reach as many of you as I possibly can. Go make your life great.